Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
You may remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the new Barbie that was coming out onto the market. And according to the manufacturers, it was a more normal-sized Barbie. And it caused all sorts of problems. And we know that Barbie's unrealistic figure has caused a lot of problems for body image in girls. But apparently, muscly figurines, we're talking about our superheroes, are having a few problems in relation to boys. Scott Griffiths, researcher at the School of Psychology at the University of Sydney. Scott, good morning. I wouldn't have imagined that would have been causing some problems, but apparently it is. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where is that sitting in relation to the boys? We know that throughout the years, a lot of young girls wanted to have the Barbie figure. We know that it's impossible. It's, you know, it just can't happen. But how are the superheroes affecting the boys?
Well, they're making them a lot less happy with their bodies. So what we're seeing in Australia at the moment is a big rise in steroid use and guys with eating disorders and eating disorder features. And we're linking it back to that sort of consumption of muscularity venerating media, and action figures are one symptom of that. We've shown that action figures have gotten a lot more muscular and a lot less realistic in recent decades, just like Barbies have, and boys are consuming this and developing these sorts of problems.
It's interesting you talk about that, because I was thinking about the very first TV series of Superman. Sure, he might have been fairly trim, but there wasn't a whole lot of muscle there. Adam West's Batman was in the same situation, but now it's just like this, you know, there's a muscle coming out of a muscle coming out of a muscle.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, the characters of old were, you know, clearly strong, but not unrealistic in any sort of way. Whereas if you look at action figures now, and even more broadly, you can look at male protagonists in video games. You've got biceps the size of heads and 8-12 packs of muscle, and we're old enough to resist that sort of message that's sending, but we're naive to think that young boys growing up in a climate that's just full of it, saturated with that, that they don't grow up thinking, oh, you know what? A little big in muscle or muscular, they're valued and respected. I kind of think I should have that for myself.
Yeah, and it's all very well to have positive role models, but if, depending on the age of the young boys, they don't have that ability to be able to go, look, that's fantasy as opposed to living in the real world. What ages are you seeing this start to occur in?
It happens quite young, and it really spikes around puberty, so the start of adolescence, because that's when, you know, some people's bodies mature a bit earlier, a bit later, and you first start to notice, oh, wow, like, I look different to my peers, or, I know, I wish I was a little bit taller, or I wish I was getting broader too, and those sorts of attitudes suddenly come to the fore, so quite young.
And what are their thoughts? Are they thinking, look, I'd like to have a healthy body, I'd like to develop some muscles, I'm going to eat well, I'm going to go to the gym, or is it, do they go hunting, as you said, steroid use for the quick fix and go looking online to find out how to get that physique?
Look, steroids and going on the internet to try and figure it out might happen a little bit later, but in the kids we looked at, so really young, like 9, 11, 10, 12, I don't think they're thinking about it in those terms. I mean, one good example, think of the Captain America film. So you've got this young guy who's thin and doesn't feel good about his body, he doesn't have any friends, he doesn't feel like he's respected and he can't get a date, and then he goes for this life-altering experiment. They tell him that it could kill him, and overnight he's transformed into this muscular super hunk, which is the best analogy for steroids I've ever heard. And now he's got the respect of all of his peers, and women want to date him, and he becomes a national hero. And take that, times it by 1,000 similar messages. These young boys just think, oh, man, that's important. Like, that's a path to happiness. That's a path to respect from others. And it just starts out with, you know, paying attention more to how I dress, or worrying about it more, or trying to eat a better diet, or thinking I have to play more sport or lift weights. And that's the sort of thinking that can lead to a problem.
It's pretty true, Scott, really, isn't it? You can't put an old head on young shoulders and expect them to understand that when you walk through the door at the cinema or pop the DVD in, that you're going from the real world into fantasy world.
Yeah, that's it. So that's what our research showed. Like 80% of our kids chose the muscular action figures you can get now over the older, less muscular action figures released 30 years ago. And when we said why, they didn't give a big, long-winded explanation like I'm giving now. They just said, it's more muscular. Yeah. And if you follow up, oh, because it's good. And that's the basic message, is that beauty is good, looking good is better, it's important. important. Having muscular, big muscles if you're a boy, that's important. It's good for me. I like that.
Is there a positive role model when it comes to superheroes? And I'm thinking of Spider-Man, because he's a little bit wiry. He's not necessarily... Obviously, he needs to be fairly light, because you can't swing around the buildings on a web if you're built like Batman or Superman. Are there any positive ones that are a little bit more as normal as a superhero can be?
Yeah. Look, Spider-Man's a good example, but honestly, do a Google search after this interview and have a look, and you'll see that he's completely huge and jacked up compared to how he's portrayed in the movies. Even Luke Skywalker and Han Solo have six-packs in the newest release of those action figurines, which is preposterous because you never see the abdominal muscles in the movie. What's more important, I think, is to not only be like, oh, or to your kids or young boys who watch this stuff, why are muscles important? Maybe there's sports people being respected for what your muscles can do as opposed to just how they look, or say... scientists, people who use their brain. We need to try and venerate and expose young boys to these types of role models too, because not everyone can have that body and not everyone wants it. We shouldn't force them or compel them to think they have to do it in order to be valued and respected.
I'm starting to think I'm the only person that doesn't have a six-pack, I dealt with that many, many years ago. Scott, it's very interesting research. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks kindly, mate. Take care.
2NUR FM 103.7.